Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tet. Marchikin et Anaveloi Bet Akvarei Bet Aborsuki Meneir Chamishim Am. Person must distance carcasses and graves and tanneries from the city at least 50 amos, as all these things have a reach ra, they have a bad smell that can be carried into the city, so therefore you must distance them away from the city. Vein oisim bursuki elo lemizrach ha'ir. Person should not establish a tannery except for east of the city, as the tannery has a very bad smell. So even if you want to distance it 50 amos away from the city, you can only do so east of the city, as the east wind, although it's a very hot wind, it's not a strong wind, and will not carry the smell into the city as long as you distance the tannery 50 amos away. Rabbi Akiva Imer Lecharuach Uaisa Chutz Mimaravo Marchik Chamisha Mamar. Rabbi Akiva argues, he says, you can establish a tannery to any direction that you want, except for west of the city, as long as you distance it 50 amos away. The reason why Rabbi Akiva says you should not establish a tannery west of the city, as the Shechina is B'marv, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'marv, so therefore it wouldn't be proper to establish a tannery west of the city. Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Marchikin et HaMishra Min HaYar. Somebody who has a mishra, which is flax soaking in water, must distance it from his friend's vegetables, as a mishra could damage his friend's vegetables, so therefore he must distance it at least 50 amos. There's a krishim min avit solim. If he's growing krishim, which is called karti in the Gemara, this is a type of vegetable, he must distance it 50 amos away from his friend's onion. Again, for the same reason that the growing krishim could damage his friend's onion. There's a chardo min advarim. If he is growing mustard seed, he must distance it from his friend's bees at least 50 amos, as the mustard seed is damaging to the honey that the bees are making. Rabbi Yossi Matir Bechardo. Rabbi Yossi allows somebody to grow mustard seed within 50 amos of his friend's bees. The reason being is Rabbi Yossi holds that just like the mustard seeds are damaging to the honey that the bees are making, so too the bees can come and damage the flowers that are growing in this mustard patch, so therefore the guy who is growing the mustard seed should say, just like you're telling me I shouldn't grow the mustard seed here as it is damaging to the honey, well, you shouldn't have your bees here as they are eating the flowers growing over here in this mustard patch, so therefore neither one of them could force the other to distance his bees or his mustard seed.